The Delphonics, Didn't I, from 1969. Here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC. FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Mr. Eli Ingram, this week's featured artist of Radio Cosmos Live, airing on GCSETV.com and Comcast Channel 6 at 9 p.m. on Thursdays.
Yeah, it'll be on this Thursday. Eli is going to be a guest host with Mike Thompson. Eli, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. How are y'all doing?
We're here. We're doing great. Good, I'm excited. Good. Yeah.
I am, in fact, here. Yes. I feel it.
In fact.
So, Eli, tell me a little bit about how you wound up being a professional musician.
Okay. So, first of all, thank you for that. I'm a professional musician. I like the sound. That's cool. So, I've been playing music pretty much my whole life. After college, I had a management degree, and so I went into the local music shop down here in Panama City Beach, and I was managing the shop there, where I was buying this guitar that I'm playing today, a bunch of amps, all the gear I needed, and then all of a sudden the pandemic hit, and unfortunately the shop got shut down. So it's unfortunate. I got labeled unessential as the manager, and that kind of crushed me. But I sat around, you know, for a couple days and then months, and I was like, all right, I got a bunch of instruments. I have the tools now to do this, so I might as well just commit to it. And so I just went out, and I got my first gig, and after that, it was like wildfire. And then it was just gig after gig. I was doing Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then I was doing Friday nights, and then I was doing Saturday nights, and then it was every Friday and Saturday. And it's just been wildfire, really. So just everything just taken off. It's been a really great experience. I'm glad I just decided to do it. And I would encourage anybody else that has the love and the passion for music to get out there and do it.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
And you're a singer-songwriter.
Yes, sir.
So you have a load of original content.
Yes, I have some content now.
Which is exciting. Tell me, so we've got a song. Well, first off, tell me a little bit about your inspirations. Like, what type of music's do you generally make?
Okay, I love all kind of music, and you know, like I said, I've been doing a lot of gigs now, so what I've been trying to do really is get well-rounded in multiple genres. So I go and I listen to a bunch of blues music, and then I go and I write a blues song that'll be playing later today called Move On. And you know, I love Sublime, Dirty Heads, 90s alternative. That's just kind of my home base. That's where I always end up going back to. That's where my roots are. But I also moved to Nashville around the pandemic time also, and I really learned the country music songwriter scene. And I just dug deep. I met a bunch of songwriters. I was going to their shows all the time. They were just, you know, they just write songs. They'd try them out. If they didn't work, they'd throw it out the window. If it worked, they'd keep playing it. And I just kind of learned the circle of Nashville, how it works in Nashville. And then I decided to come back to Panama City Beach and just apply everything I've learned and just put it to the test and see where it would go.
Excellent.
That's
so
awesome.
We have one of those songs that you kind of focused on in the country styling.
Yes, yes.
Tell me a little bit about Hurricane.
Okay, so Hurricane. Hurricane is one of those songs where I was living in Nashville. I had lived through Hurricane Michael here in Panama City Beach. And as y'all know, it was a Category 5 hurricane. Totally devastating. So it actually is not about Hurricane Michael, though. It's actually about Hurricane Sally, which came around, I don't even remember when that one came and hit, but
I think it was last year.
That one was one that just got to my soul. I was like, man, that one hurt. I don't know what was so bad about it for me, but you'll find out in the song. It's it definitely explains itself there. But so I was living in Nashville trying to do country. I was like, man, I'm going to try a country song. I'm going to give it my best. It didn't come out very country, but that's okay. I went for it. And so it's, you know, this one's Hurricane.
Excellent. Hurricane by Mr. Eli Ingram. On the mix.
Can a broken heart recover all the way? Do scars really heal and then fade away? I was under the weather, standing in the rain on the day there was a hurricane, and I spent 1 month inside a Category 5 rock bottom. Enough whiskey to start a problem. When my heart stopped, I
I thought, is this the end? Turns out this is just where my story began. So I hit the road to save my soul. It was time to let it go. Miles went by and so did time. But still I gotta know, can a broken heart recover all the way? The scars really heal and then fade away. I was under the weather, standing in the rain. On the day love lived, there was a hurricane. And they say energy, it must go somewhere. And I think I understand the driving force. I tried to move on like a wind in a storm, but I broke down when it came to divorce. So I hit the road to save my soul. It was time to let her go. Miles went by and so did time. But still I gotta know, can a broken heart recover all the way? The scars really heal and then fade away. I was under the weather, standing in the rain. On the day love lived, there was a hurricane. On the day love lived, there was a hurricane. On the day love lived, there was a hurricane.
Mr. Eli Ingram, Hurricane, here on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC. He is the featured artist of this week's Radio Cosmos Live, hosted by none other than Mike Thompson.
Yeah.
Airing Thursdays, 9 p.m. on GCSETV.com or Comcast Channel 6. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have another song from Mr. Eli Ingram right here on the Mix.